A satellite view of the blue spinning planet Earth. The contours of its landmass visible from space. Gold metallic letters spelling the word Universal encircle the globe and settle in front of it. Beneath it, in smaller letters, an MCA company. Steven Spielberg presents. Title, We're Back, A Dinosaur Story. Voice talents, John Goodman, Blaise Birdall, Rhea Perlman, Jay Leno, Renee Levant, Felicity Kendall, Charles Fleischer. Walter Cronkite, Joey Shea, Julia Child, Kenneth Mars, Yeardley Smith, Martin Short. Music composed by James Horner. Original song by James Horner, Thomas Dolby. Based on the book by Hudson Talbot. Screenplay by John Patrick Shanley. Executive producers Steven Spielberg, Frank Marshall, Kathleen Kennedy. Produced by Stephen Hickner. Directed by Dick Zondag, Ralph Zondag, Phil Nibelink, Simon Wells. A golf club whacks a ball. It bounces by a tree with a hollow in it. Inside, older bluebirds toss an acorn out of a baby bluebird's reach. It conks him on the head. They trample over the baby in a flurry of feathers. Their parents flutter to the nest with a caterpillar. Baby bird hops hungrily towards his father and is knocked away by his brother.
Hey, what about me? What about me?
Here's food. Fight over it.
Now, George.
Only way they'll learn.
Stretching the caterpillar between their beaks, baby bird pings backwards. The caterpillar inches away from their rough and tumble onto a branch. He blows a raspberry at the birds, and baby tumbles out.
That was not fair!
Oh, baby, my sweet baby.
Mommy's little birdie! Mommy's
so adorable!
Mom, don't do that! You're acting like I just hatched! What am I, a chick? Guess the writing's on the wall. Time to leave the nest.
Buster, wait. You're still too young.
This mine's a snap. Surprise, I ain't done it before.
A golf cart trundles up, and a T-Rex steps out. He swings his club as he struts onto the green and hits his ball towards the flagged hole.
Expect a postcard from someplace warm. Miami, maybe Cuba. Are we even done, G-Mama?
Buster plummets onto the ball and spots his dazed reflection in Rex's shiny club. Rex hits the ball and him into the hole.
Oh, whoa there, little fella. Where'd you fall from?
No place. Just leave me alone.
No place? No place. Never been there. What's your name?
Buster.
Well, Buster, don't you have a mom somewhere that's probably worried about you?
Yeah.
A clod of earth flies with Rex's ball into a pond.
So what are you gonna endeavor to do now?
I'm gonna run away and join the circus.
Oh, the circus, the circus. Now you're talking sense. The circus is a notion with some spice. You know, I know a little fellow who ran away and joined the circus.
Dinosaur.
Why, yes. From tooth to toe, I am.
Then what the heck are you doing playing golf?
I'm smart, Buster. I'm one smart dinosaur. But I wasn't always.
You what?
No, no siree. No, I started off stupid and violent.
You did?
This was a long time ago, you understand? A long time ago. I was a real terror then. I was a real animal. And I was hungry. All the time.
Ah!
In a prehistoric jungle, Rex chases a small dinosaur into swampy tree roots and gnashes his teeth in it. A winged flying machine descends from the golden, sunlit skies above them. As Rex chomps the dinosaur's tail, a spaceship crashes into Rex. Falling, he drops the tiny dinosaur. A creature in a glass space helmet helicopters out.
Aha! A potential customer! Oh, hello, madam.
Oh, sir.
This is your lucky day. Through a lengthy process of random selection, your galaxy, your planet, your neighborhood, hold on to your tail now, kiddo. You, yes, you have been chosen as a beneficiary of a free promotional campaign. Yes. Here before your very eyes, I have a product. A revolutionary product. You haven't seen stuff like this before. Brain Grain cereal. Take one bite, you'll have an idea. Take two bites, you'll have an hypothesis. You'll be smart. Comes in two flavors, regular or nutty nut. Choose your poison, partner. You're gonna love this. Yes, sir. Remember your manners, you big mouth, jaw-dropping carnivore. That's it. I'm irritated. I'm going back to the ship.
The door traps Rex's head.
Lunchtime!
Robotic arms force-feed brain grain to Rex. Rex sinks back and woozily snaps his razor-sharp teeth. One of his eyes boggles purple and blue.
Your boat. Gently down the stream. Huh? Row.
What a personality. Thank goodness the Growmonger. It's taken 280 portions of brain grain to jumpstart that skull of yours, pal.
Life is but a dream.
How about some lunch?
Rex chomps the cereal and Vorb the spaceman. Vorb fights his way out.
Lunch? What's lunch?
Now Vorb offers hot dogs to a triceratops called Woog. Elsa the pterodactyl tries some.
Oh, excuse me. Nom, nom,
nom. Ah. Apatosaurus dweeb munches them too.
Hey, you check out the other brain grain graduates. I gotta report to Captain New Eyes. Get social!
Hi, everybody. My name is Rex. Hey, how did I do that?
I'm Elsa. Enchanted and delighted to make your acquaintance, Rex. Oh, pardon my wingspan, won't you please?
Yeah, okay.
Hey, I'm Woog. You want a hot dog? Or do you want a hot dog?
Is it good?
Is it good? Words fail me. How many we had so far today, Dweeb?
250, and that's with everything.
Take it on faith, Rex. You want a hot dog bad.
Hi, I'm Dweeb. He's gotta have mustard on it.
And don't forget the sauerkraut. I was amazed by the sauerkraut.
She laid an egg.
I did. I laid an egg. Oh, I was so embarrassed. Rex, I feel such a fool, but I must say it. You are a rough and handsome fellow. Forgive me. I'm so flighty.
Smells good. Ah, hey, that's what I call lunch.
Lunch? That's what you used to call me.
Hey. I'm sorry about the way I've acted. I was a real animal.
We all have regrets, Rex.
Tell me about it. The things I've stepped on.
Let's face it. We've evolved.
Stars glimmer in the night sky around the tethered spaceship. Vorb floats down through a water-sprinkled garden with an umbrella. A man strokes a leaf, and an elevator rises up through the floor.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to my ship. I'm Captain New Eyes. I live in the far future, where all the species and all the planets have had to learn to get along. Hey, Vorp?
That's the truth, Skipper.
I've made a fortune out of my brain grain cereal, and now in my golden years, I'm trying to give something back. I'm trying to make a few wishes come true. And to that end, I invented this.
A yellow circular curtain opens.
It's a wish radio.
New Eyes touches the glowing radio.
With it, I can hear what people are wishing for, especially young people, because they wish the loudest. Now, let me tune in this one station in the middle future.
Bubbles with children's faces in them pop out of the radio.
I wish I had a mustache just like Daddy, just like Daddy.
My sister was nicer to me.
I wish all the dinosaurs were to be here right now.
I wish I could see a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Rex.
Rex? What? Why, Captain, that's me. That's me.
I wish I could see one of those flying dinosaurs.
Why, that's me. I fly.
I wish I could see an Apatosaurus.
Golly, this is great.
I wish I could see a Triceratops.
I wish I could see more dinosaurs! Dinosaurs!
Son of a gunosaur! That's us!
That's right, that's you. There are a lot of children down there in this one particular time that miss you. And they're wishing for you. I've never heard a louder wish. So I gave you all brain grain, and now you're smart enough to make up your own minds.
Who's that?
They're young people, boys and girls. They want to meet you. What do you say?
Rex catches a bubble with a boy in it.
Jake, I wish I had a friend.
The bubble pops in his hands.
We'll do it!
Why not? I'd love to.
By all means.
I wish I had a Thanksgiving hat.
The spaceship's spotlights spin and whirl, and its wings flap as it flies away from the curve of the Earth and out into the galaxies beyond. New Eyes pulls a lever, and a middle future sign pops up on a machine. The Earth whizzes around as they hurtle through time and space.
Excuse me. Captain New Eyes, sir, we've arrived.
Thank you, Forb. You may open the pod bay doors.
It's a world covered with jewels.
It's like a vista.
Look at all those lights.
The group of friendly dinosaurs stare in wonder at the land below, patched with crisscrossing lines and dotted with lights. The hatch door closes and they fly on.
Now there are two people down there you should know about. One person is there to help you. Her name is Dr. Juliet Bleeb.
I like her face. So full of character.
Welcome.
She knows you're coming. She needs you to fulfill the wishes of many children. Her address is the Museum of Natural History.
The Museum of Natural History.
Now, the other person you should know about is my brother, Professor Screw Eyes. He's cruel. He's insane. He travels around down in this time causing mischief. He was driven mad by the loss of his eye long ago. My advice to you is, find Dr. Bleeb and stay well clear of my dark and unhappy brother. Beyond that, just try not to step on anybody.
Woog looks at the lizard squashed under his foot. Vorb straps backpacks to them.
All right, you got their boat ready, Vorb?
Aye, aye, sir.
Farewell, my friend.
The hatch opens and they tumble out, along with a lifeboat.
Goodbye!
Vorb peels Rex's claw off the edge of the ship. The dinosaurs lose their grip on each other and plummet. Parachutes pop out of their backpacks and they float down. In the sky, above a homemade wooden raft, Elsa flaps her wings and grips their life raft in her talons. On the barrel raft, the boy from Rex's Bubble makes a fried egg sandwich with an automated device and plays air guitar on a broom. The dinosaurs crash land and sink him and his raft. The dinosaurs flop onto the lifeboat.
Well, great day in the morning.
Wow.
Magnificent.
Gee whiz.
What is it? It's New York City, you moron!
The boy grabs his floating skateboard and football.
Whoa there, little fella.
Rex scoops him up.
Hi, my name's Dweeb.
I'm Woo.
I'm Elsa.
The name's Rex. What's yours?
I think my name's Louie, but seeing you's giving me doubts about my brain. What are you guys anyway?
Dinosaurs, actually.
Dinosaurs, huh? You do got that look. I mean, you're big.
Well, you're very small.
I'm big enough to suit my own purposes. What are you? A bat?
I'm a pterodactyl, actually. Ooh!
Well, what are you?
I was a runaway to the circus, till you clowns sank me.
What's the circus?
What's the circus? It's the big top, Leatherhead. Show business. You guys ain't lived. Where are you guys going anyways?
We're going to the Museum of Natural History.
That's perfect! There's a circus showing in Central Park. One's right by the other. Give me a lift to the circus, take a gander, and cross right over to the museum. Showing up with a pack of dinosaurs should put me in real solid with the ringmaster. What do you say?
Well, I'm game.
Okay.
Certainly.
Okay, yeah.
Paddling under a bridge, they hit a dock wall and clamber out.
Welcome to New York City.
Tilting his big head up at the vast skyscrapers, Rex loses his balance.
Rex!
Help! I can't swim out!
Hang on, big fella! Lift me up!
The dinosaurs lift Louie into a digger.
Think, Louie, think.
Help!
Okay.
Louie turns a shiny key and the digger roars to life. He pulls a lever and lowers the bucket into the water.
Grab on!
Scrabbling for the bucket, Rex clings to it, toppling the digger perilously close to the edge. The other dinosaurs quickly grab its rollers and pull it back. Louie slowly lifts Rex out of the water. Louie sets him down on the dock and he falls face down. Water bubbles escape from his mouth and float up past his drooping eyelids. An image of Louie appears in one of them.
I wish.
I remember you.
I wish I had a friend.
The bubble pops. Rex shakes his head and holds his hand out to Louie.
I owe you one, Louie.
These things happen.
Louie turns away. Rex rests his clawed hand on Louie's shoulder. Louie sighs and looks at him.
Just get me to the circus and we'll say no more about it. But be careful, will you? I can't be saving you every 2 minutes.
Dr. Bleeb scooters onto the dock.
Late again, late for everything. Welcome to New York City!
She unfurls a Welcome Dinosaurs banner.
Oh, they're not here. I've missed them with my endless, shameless lateness. Oh well, we'll rendezvous.
She slaps up a poster for the astonishing dinosaur exhibit coming to the Museum of Natural History soon, then leaves. Louie leads the dinosaurs to a street off a bustling road.
York isn't ready for you guys. I need a plan. I got it. Hey, you, the bat?
I am not a bat. I am a pterodactyl.
Can you fly? Get me off of this thing!
Elsa soars between buildings with Louis on her back.
What happened to skyscraper?
Elsa flies through an office.
You're gonna get us killed! I'm gonna slip off! Pull up! They're going too fast! Slow down already! Slow down!
With a leap and a swoop, she nosedives off a skyscraper.
Where exactly would you like to go?
Oh! There! Right there! That's our ticket uptown! Let's hang a Louie and head on back!
Elsa spreads her wings and soars away from the parade below. The wind whips a crying girl's straw hat into the air.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Hit the brakes! I gotta land a minute!
Louie catches it, and Elsa flies him to the girl's balcony.
Hello.
Hey, don't panic. I'm a good guy.
Who are you? And what's that?
Hey, babe. I'm Louis. That there's a friend of mine. I got...
She runs inside.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to frighten you. Why are you crying?
I am not crying.
Huh? Back off. Back off. You fogged in the glass. Come on, big eyes. You're killing me. What's the matter?
It's Thanksgiving.
So, what's that a cry about? You don't like turkey?
No, it's my parents.
What about your parents? Do they beat you? Oh.
No, they're just never around. It's Thanksgiving, and they're off doing other things. You see, my father's very business, and my mother's very social.
The name's Louie. What's yours?
Cecilia Nuthatch.
Well, Cecilia Nuthatch, you should have had my mother slobbering kisses all over me. In public, I had to make tracks. So you know what I'm doing?
No, what?
I'm running away to the circus.
You are?
I am.
Louis takes her hat off his head and pops it on hers.
What do you say you throw this hat away and come fly with me?
Cecilia takes a yellow picture frame off a desk and stares at the Wish You Were Here photo of her smiling parents on a tropical beach holiday. She sets it down and looks wistfully around the penthouse apartment. Artworks fill curved walls. A lamp arcs over a desk. A dressing room mirror is adorned with lights, and shoes and bags are in a glass cabinet. In a family night photo, Cecilia's alone at a table surrounded by families. She steps outside and takes her hat off. Louis winks at her.
All right, I will.
Beaming, she tosses her straw hat, tied with a blue ribbon, high into the air. It spins in the sunlight and glides towards the ground. In the street below, a little girl's eyes widen, and she smiles excitedly at a hat like Cecilia's in a shop window. She tugs at the hand holding hers, but it pulls her away. Cecilia's hat lands perfectly on her head. She takes it off and marvels with delight. Woog slides his drooling tongue along a delicatessen window.
Hey, I'm getting hungry.
Dweeb yanks him back into the alley by his tail, loses his grip, and falls.
I hope they're okay.
Rex spots boys playing basketball. A man trips over Rex's large foot.
Hey, watch where you're going.
Hey, look! There they are!
Ooh, they have a little girl with them.
Everybody, I'd like you to meet my new friend, Cecilia Nuthatch.
The name's Rex. Nice to meet you.
A pleasure, Rex. Very nice to meet
you. And I'm Dweeb. Hi.
A pleasure, Dweeb. Very nice to meet you.
She's so well brought up.
All right, break it off. Enough with the pleasantries.
These are all dinosaurs.
I'm hungry. I'm Woog.
Cecilia Nuthatch.
I'm very pleased to meet you, Wook. Have you been a dinosaur long?
Enough with this tea party chatter. Whoa! Hey! What are you, some kind of a debutante?
Why, yes. As a matter of fact, I am.
Oh.
Louis whips off his hat, and Cecilia blinks.
Rats! Listen, I figured out a way you guys can stroll uptown and not cause a riot. Come on.
Rows of trumpeters march after the band leader. Giant helium balloon characters float above them. The girl in Cecilia's hat gapes.
I can't believe it!
Oh, look what's coming down the street!
Dinosaurs, quick!
Look me up higher, Dad!
Dinosaurs at the bridge!
Are they gonna eat us?
Dinosaurs, quick!
Holy smokes, are they ever big!
Dinosaurs!
No, Sasha, they're not dinosaurs, they're robots.
I wish I could see real dinosaurs.
I wish I could see a real dinosaur.
I wish they were real.
Dinosaurs, look, dinosaurs!
Yeah, wouldn't it be great if they were real?
Cool.
Rex laughs, dances, and sings.
Roll back the rock to the dawn of time, when earth was smoking and the lava flowed. Roll back the rock to the dawn of time, you can blow your cool just like a volcano. Snap your fingers and stomp your feet, soaking up a little of the jungle beat. Roll back the rock to the dawn of time and sing this song with me. Roll back the rock, turn back the clock. Roll back the rock to the dawn of time and sing this song with me.
As balloons, confetti, and streamers fill the air, Louis and Cecilia follow Rex in a float box pulled by Dweeb and Woog. Cecilia grabs Louis's hand and twirls.
No!
Turn back the clock, baby, you can see why the 20th century appeals to me. So much to learn and so much to do, and a zillion wonderful things to choose. Roll back the rock.
Roll back the rock.
Turn back the clock.
Turn back the clock.
Roll back the rock to the dawn of time and sing this song with me.
So, Cecilia, what do you think of my friends, huh?
I think they're swank. First train, top hat, right down to their tails.
Say what?
And I like you, too.
Hey, shut up with that. What are you, Sappy?
Rex sticks his head in a volcano float and is covered in candy. He slides down it and bounces off a giant Spider-Man balloon.
If you're thinking this guy's unreal, just imagine how I must feel.
Dr. Bleeb sticks an exhibit poster on Woog's side.
Just imagine how I must feel. Human beings, what a meal. Roll back the rock to the dawn of time and sing this song with me.
Hey, what do you know? There's another fella just like me.
Good to see somebody of a similar persuasion, if you know what I mean. Put her there.
He pops the plug on a T-Rex balloon and dances by a theater showing Jurassic Park.
Roll back the rock.
Roll back the rock.
Turn back the clock.
Turn back the clock.
Roll back the rock to the dawn of time and sing this song with me.
Shocked crowds gasp as the deflated T-Rex covers the dinosaurs. They emerge and look anxiously around. Noticing Sasha in the straw hat running towards him, Rex bends down and grins at her.
Hi.
Look, Mommy. Those are real dinosaurs.
They're real! They're real!
They're not robots. They're alive!
Gosh, real dinosaurs!
Cecilia, I think things just took a turn for the worse.
Louie!
Quick, split up! We'll meet you at the circus in Central Park!
Central Park. Hey, where is Central Park? Professor Screw Eyes Eccentric Circus. Professor Screw Eyes? That's the bad guy.
Gracious.
Now appearing in Central Park. Louis, Cecilia, they're in danger. We gotta save them.
You there. Don't move. You're under arrest. Put your claws up.
Ah!
Passing the fleeing dinosaurs, Bleep swaps her goggles for spectacles.
Oh, there we are. Dinosaur exhibit. The Museum of Natural History. You can't skimp on publicity.
Hi, this is the Larry King Show. We're back. We have a lady with us who says she has seen a real dinosaur. Okay, to Midtown, ma'am.
Larry, I was taking a shower just now, and I looked out my bathroom window, and I saw a dinosaur.
Okay, thanks for calling. See ya.
Rex falls onto a truck. A box hits its gear stick, and it drives him away. The others hijack a motorbike and sidecar.
Central, Chapel 1, pursuing Mesozoic suspect 48 to West.
As Elsa frantically flaps away from a helicopter, Dweeb and Woog careen towards a bollard. Crashing, the sidecar splits off and they wobble off in different directions. Woog bumps through a supermarket. He heads straight into a hot dog display and comes out happily munching hot dogs. Dweeb bumps downstairs and into a subway train.
My name is Dweeb. Hi, nice to see you. Nice hat. Oh, gosh.
On a platform, a man looks up from his newspaper without noticing Dweeb inside the passing train. Woog crashes into a robber, hurdles the trolley and him into a police station. The hot dogs fly up and land on a man's hot dog stand. Bumping through the tunnel, Dweeb bursts out of a manhole cover. Woog appears and, with a grin, they grab each other and almost crash into Dr. Bleeb. They separate.
Chopper 1 to Chopper 2. Suspect's no longer in sight. I lost it. How about taking a 10:30 for coffee and donuts?
Disguised as a skyscraper's gargoyle, Elsa flies backwards into a flag. She lands on Dweeb and they swerve down the street. On the scooter, Woog stops to let Sasha and her mom cross the road. Sasha waves. As Dweeb pulls Elsa off his face, they crash into Woog.
Hey, we've got him, sir. Let him get away.
Riding the truck like a skateboard, Rex zooms up the railings of the Brooklyn Bridge and scans the streets below.
We got this around. Give yourselves up.
He speeds down the sloping bridge to his friends, and they jump on board. Chased by police cars, they crash through a warning barrier flashing demolition. A man plunges a detonator. The dinosaurs are blasted sky high and faceplant in the grounds of a park. A leaflet flutters onto Rex's nose.
Professor Screw Eyes Eccentric Circus.
Across the park, a vast peaked tent glows in the golden sunset.
The map on the flyer said that this was the nearest entrance to the circus. Come on.
Okay.
It's a little dark here. Huh?
Seems a little creepy, doesn't it?
Hey, Cecilia, look! Professor Screw Eyes Eccentric Circus. This must be the right way. Come on.
Electricity crackles on the circus sign. Holding hands, they duck under gnarled tree branches.
Oh, look, there's another sign!
A rat leaps out of a trash can and they run.
You know, Louie.
Yeah?
I really hate to say this.
Then don't.
It's getting dark. Maybe we should go back?
I don't know. Maybe you're right. Wait a minute. There it is!
The tent's fairy lights crackle on. They pass men chaining wagons closed and visitors with spooky hair and makeup.
What are you looking at?
I didn't mean to. I was...
Hey, she's looking at whatever she wants to, chump
fans.
I do. Want to make something of it?
Louie, don't. There's three of them.
Better listen to your friend.
You jerks don't scare me. Back off, or I'll feed you a knuckle sandwich.
You shouldn't have done that.
Hey, you can't take a step back from those kind of creeps.
Oh, Louie, you're very brave.
Yeah, well, get off it. Come on.
He shakes his hand free from hers, and they wander into the circus, watched by cawing crows. Under a spotlight, a clown in red and yellow holds an umbrella over his head, and it drenches him with rain. Screw Eyes yawns at him, and the clown hits himself with a mallet. Wearing big floppy shoes, the clown hops to a barbell, but can't lift it. A light bulb on his hat comes on, he pulls a pump out of his trousers, and pumps up his muscles. He lifts the barbell, air puffs out his shoes, and he drops it on himself.
Who laughed?
I did.
No, it was me, sir.
Stubbs, get out of here.
Screw Eyes approaches the kids.
You missed the show, kids. Come back tomorrow.
He glares menacingly, a screw in place of his left eye.
So, was that your audience we passed coming here?
Probably.
Boogie Bunch.
I appeal to a particular group. What do you want?
Well, we ran away from home, see?
I see. You ran away to the circus.
That's right. You got it.
Well, you ran away to the wrong circus, kid. Buzz off.
He sweeps off in a long coat.
Louis, I think we should go.
Take your girlfriend's advice, sport.
You don't want us?
Oh, I'll take you in if you want.
Louis, please. I'm not so sure.
Well, it's a standard contract.
But there's nothing written on it.
I try to keep things simple. Want a sign?
As Louis reaches a quivering hand to Screw Eyes' fountain pen, he jabs it into his finger. Ow! Louis looks at the crimson droplet of blood on his finger.
Proceed to the contract.
Screw Eyes shoves the blank page in front of Louis.
Louis, I'm scared.
You are. Good.
Louis dabs his blood on the page, and lines of writing appears under the heading Terms. The children gasp as Louis's signature appears in red beneath the word signed. Cecilia pokes her finger with her hairpin and touches the contract.
And there,
Cecilia.
Well, kids, welcome to Professor Screw Eyes' Eccentric Circus. Welcome aboard.
Smiling smugly, Screw Eyes turns away.
Yoo-hoo! Louis! Cecilia!
Who's that?
Oh, it's okay. They're friends of mine. Come on, I'll show you.
The shadow of the dinosaurs loom in Screw Eyes' shiny screw eye.
It's him, Professor Screw Eyes.
Cecilia, get away from that man.
Hey, chill out. We just joined his circus.
That's Professor Screw Eyes. We were warned about him.
Warned? By whom?
Your brother.
So that's how you got here and why you can talk. He's fed you that brain grain stuff, and he warned you about me, hey? Let him look to his own affairs. Did he show you that hokey wish radio of his?
Yes, we heard what people are wishing for.
Well, I have a radio, too. Let me show it.
Nope, no way, nada. We don't want anything to do with you. Come on, kids. Come to the museum with us. A museum of natural history.
They're not going anywhere. They're under contract to me for a very long time.
Elsa wraps her wings around crying Cecilia.
But these are the first children we've met.
We like them.
Hey, come on, it's gonna be all right.
Oh, I don't think so. Unless we can work something out with your friends here.
Screw Eyes throws a switch. Sparks fly and he leers at them. The long slit of the screw turns green. Green light glows from behind a purple curtain, and Screw Eyes peeks out from behind it.
This is a time of loud wishes, yes, but even louder fears. This is a fright radio. It picks up what people are scared to death of. You see, I find out what they're frightened of on this radio, and that's what I try to give them with my circus. It's a public service. But this is the station that comes in the loudest of all.
He wafts his fingers towards the radio's dial. Its illuminated sections labeled Nervous, Paranoid, Screaming Mimi. He lingers on the dial, then cranks it to paranoid. Screw Eyes triumphantly waves his hands in the air. Green smoke billows from the fright radio, and spirit children fly out.
Monsters in the forest, they
say.
Do you see what they're most afraid of?
No.
Monsters!
Monsters?
You!
Us?
Us. With a little help? Yes!
What's that?
It's brain drain. The remedy to my brother's goody two-shoes breakfast cereal. It'll take you back. It'll make you monsters.
But we don't want to be monsters.
We're not taking anything. You can forget it.
All right, you're free. You can go. I can't stop you. But the kids are mine.
With a tilt of his head, he looms closer, his green screw eyes swirling with hypnotic beams.
What are you doing?
Don't look, Cecilia.
I can't help it.
Too late, Louis covers Cecilia's eyes. Caught in the vortex, his eyes widen. Their mouths fall open, and they stare.
Among my many other rights under this contract, including copyrights on all their ideas, I've got an exclusive option on their willpower. Now, this is just a temporary dose by way of demonstration.
The dinosaurs gape at the shrinking children as they're transformed into monkeys.
Change them back! Or I'll...
Or you'll what? You're too enlightened by my brother's brain grain. You've lost your savagery. You've lost your frightening prehistoric power to intimidate. You're civilized now, and I've got a contract, and you're gonna respect that like the chumps that you are. But I'll tell you what I'd be willing to do. You all agree to take the brain drain, and I'll rip up this contract and set the kids free. If you don't take it, I'll bill them as the wild children of hell's a poppin' and use them to scare people in the sideshow. It's up to you.
They glance despairingly at the cage lit with a neon hell's a poppin' sign. Rex takes a deep breath.
I'll take it.
And I'll take it, you loathsome creature.
I'll do it.
Me too.
Good. Now you come with me. You're going to have to be kept in cages and chains because you're gonna be wild again.
Led away by Screw Eyes, Rex gazes at the monkey children curled up on the floor, holding hands as they sleep. Rex leans over and nuzzles close to them.
Don't be scared. You'll be all right. It's no more than a bad dream.
Reaching his large clawed hand closer, he gently strokes Louis's hair. The monkey slowly transforms into Louis the boy, sleeping peacefully. Next, Rex gently touches Cecilia's side. She too morphs into Cecilia the girl, fast asleep, curled up beside Louis.
Come on, you!
We were friends for a minute, Louis.
He brushes Louis' hair off his face.
Rex?
Rex stands. And with his head bowed, he glances back at the children, then pads away.
Remember me.
As Rex walks away, a band of light shining on the children narrows, and a door closes behind Rex, plunging them into darkness. In a nest above the circus, a mommy bluebird urges her baby out onto a branch. She scoots him off and flaps around him as he tests his wings. Inside the tent, Louis and Cecilia lay on the ground. Cecilia stirs, pushes herself up, then yawns and stretches. She glances down at Louis, lifts her hand as if to touch his hair, then gives him a gentle flick.
I brought you breakfast. Pancakes, okay?
Great!
Yes,
splendid.
So, you thought it was funny, huh?
Oh, yes, very funny.
I can never make the professor laugh.
Well, he is pretty nutty, don't you think?
Well, you know, the show has gotten pretty weird. Scary.
Stubbs grabs a fishbowl.
I like comedy myself, but the professor promises me that if I can come up with a bit that makes him laugh, he'll put in the show. I just ain't been able to bring it off yet, that's all.
The fish jumps out of his hat.
What's your name?
Stubbs the Clown, formerly of the Legitimate Psychic. How you doing?
I'm Cecilia Nuthatch. It's a pleasure to meet you, Mr. Stubbs.
Same at you. Hey, do you want to see a bit?
Sure.
Watch this. This is your scene.
With a lion's mane wig on, Stubbs jumps onto a drum holding a hoop. He cracks a whip and leaps through the hoop. He sets fire to the loop, fearfully pokes his toe towards it, leaps through onto the drum, and takes a bow. The kids watch horrified as his pants catch fire and he sits in a bucket of water. His toe flames and he squirts his face with water. As the goldfish shakes his head, his finger fires up. Stubbs sucks his finger, flames burst out of his hat, and he dives into the fishbowl.
So you thought that was funny? That was okay?
Yeah, of course it was funny.
I showed it to the prof. He didn't laugh.
You don't get it, do you? That guy's crazy.
No, not really crazy. He's just a little bit off in his... Look, after breakfast, he told me, you gotta get out of here.
What about the contract?
He tore him up.
Well, that was lucky.
And our friends?
Your friend? Who?
You know, the dinosaurs.
Forget him.
Hey, no way. Where are they?
I'm telling you, you ought to forget him and go about your marriage.
Where are they, Stubbs?
All right, I'll show you, but you're not gonna like it, though. Come with me.
They walk off and darkness envelops them. As they head up steps, a crow with luminous eyes flits off a bucket of green liquid.
What's happened to the Mr. Stubbs?
The professor gave him some stuff that sent him off the deep end. That's why he tore up the contracts. That was a deal they made.
So they're this way? Because of me?
I guess so. He's featuring them in the show tonight. All the usual weirdos will show up, I'm sure.
Stubbs, you gotta get us in that show.
I can't do that.
Don't you see? They did this for us. This guy's crazy, Stubbs. He's never gonna laugh at his jokes.
Louie grabs Stubbs by his suspender straps.
Oh. All right. I'll get you in, but not because of what you said. Because of her. And you. When you laughed. Come on. I gotta get ready for the show.
Showtime.
Two ghoulish executioners gesture to the big tent. Inside, Louie and Cecilia are in monkey costumes.
Ah! Oh, you bunch of dopes!
Boo?
Boo? Is that the best you can do? They're easy enough to scare.
Ah!
See? Ah! But Louie, I don't want to scare anybody.
Well, neither do I. But do you want to get busted?
All right, I'll try. I don't understand these people.
Don't you see? That's why they come, to get scared. Simple as that. Oh, the show's starting up. We better get to our places. We're in the opening bit.
Stubbs lowers his alligator mask. Green smoke rises from a top hat and Screw Eyes emerges.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the most terrifying show on the planet Earth, Professor Screw Eyes' Eccentric Circus! We will scare you! We will frighten you! We will shock you witless with our dreadful, terrifying, vile, monstrous program! Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I give you the Infernal Grand Demon Parade!
purple curtains across the jaws of a glowing red skull sweep open.
Okay, this is it. Just look scary and wave your pitchforks.
Bats fly out of the eyes of the skull gate. Horned creatures wielding pitchforks scramble and hop out of its mouth. Purple lights sweep across the audience.
What is wrong with these people?
I don't know, but I've never seen so many tonsils in my life.
A man leaps up in terror as ghost pirates fly around. A circus technician dances and laughs. A fire-breathing dragon spins in a circle, and a man in the audience blows a giant gumball. Screw Eyes holds his hands in the air as demons and ghouls soar upwards in nooses. A mask falls off a hooded ghoul's face and the man grimaces.
Here's your face.
He swings on his rope, snatches the mask, and quickly puts it on again. He grabs at Cecilia behind a curtain, and she cowers into Louis. Explosions of red, yellow, and green smoke fill the tent. The jaw gates rise up, light flashes, and rows of chained elephants trudge onto the stage. As the elephants pull a pyramid into the middle of the stage, the technician slides switches on a large board. Geometric columns of fractured red shapes move around the stage and across the pyramid. Demons run onto the stage and lift a metal hook off the pyramid. The dancing columns of red fizzle off and a spotlight shines on the patterned pyramid. Screw Eyes appears.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the most fearsome creatures of your darkest dreams. I give you monsters!
The pyramid shell burns away, revealing the chained dinosaurs. The crowds leap out of their seats.
Smelling salts here, $2 for $1. Smelling salts!
As everyone scrambles away, Louis's eyes widen and his jaw gapes. Rex snaps at the lights and rises up.
I don't know.
There's nothing you can do.
And now, I will attempt the impossible. I will attempt to master the most fearsome of all the dinosaur clan, the ultimate set of teeth in the history of the world, the mighty Tyrannosaurus Rex. Look into my eye, you bloodthirsty thing.
His screw eye shimmers green. Rex stamps his foot, then quietens as the green vortex swirls towards him. Mesmerized, Rex's eyes glow green.
Remove his shackles! Now, take 2 giant steps!
Rex steps closer, and people clamber to the top of the tent.
Take 2 steps toward the audience! So you see, the creature that scares you all does what I say. I am the master of fear, and I am not afraid!
A crow jabs a flares button with its beak. Bright light flashes at Rex, and he shakes his head. Rex walks angrily towards cowering Screw Eyes. He picks him up and opens his jaws.
Professor! He's gonna kill the professor!
Rex, no, don't do it!
What are you, crazy? You'll be pulverized!
No, don't do it! Rex, don't do it! I'm telling you! I know you can't understand me, but you gotta!
Oh, please! Don't let that happen!
You don't want to be like that! Don't ruin everything because you're mad or scared or something. It can't be all about that. Oh, what's life for? I know I act like I'm the original tough guy, but that's because I'm scared too. But you are the original tough guy. Rex, you got nothing to prove. You're a giant. Don't be a midget bully boy for these yahoos. Put him down, Rex. Rex, that means king. Be a king, Rex. Put the guy down. Don't be a stiff. Don't be just another slob spoiling the way the world can be. Please, please put him down. Please.
With tears running down his cheeks, Louis leans against Rex's body and strokes him. Holding the professor in front of him, Rex closes his green eyes. With a sigh, he puts Screw Eyes down.
Way to go, Rex!
Rex smiles and Louis leaps up and hugs his snout. The audience roars with excitement and people throw their hats in the air. Louis smiles shyly, and as he hugs Rex again, Cecilia bounds up and hugs him. They run to transform the others. Cecilia hugs Elsa. Louis hugs Woog and he transforms. Dweeb thrashes against his chains. They hug him, his eyes pop, and he changes. Lurching towards the dinosaurs, Screw Eyes looks up.
Ooh!
A beacon of light descends on the roof of the big tent, and a blade slashes through its canvas. Scissors hack out a circle, rays of light fan around it like a sun, and everyone gazes up. Louis and Cecilia cling to each other. As smoke churns around them, Stubbs opens his eyes and smiles in wonder. Vorb helicopters past snipping robotic scissors and hovers below the spaceship.
Okay, men, fire when ready. Incoming! Let's fly! Fire in the hole! The full sumo! Well done, gentlemen. Good work.
The robots break the dinosaur's chains with magic dust. New Eyes descends.
Brother!
I should have known you were behind this.
You'd already lost by the time I'd arrived. This boy had beaten you. I heard your wish on my wish radio. Very good. Let no bad happen. Couldn't agree more.
Louis?
You all right, Rex?
Did I do anything bad?
No. You were great.
You were great too, Louis.
Don't do that!
Why not?
It's embarrassing. You kissing me and everything, it's not manly, just that's what it is.
You know, you're right.
I am?
Well, yes. If anybody's kissing anybody, you should be kissing me.
I should?
Most definitely.
Scratching at his head, Louis closes his eyes and puckers up. Cecilia gives him a tender kiss.
I've been meaning to talk to you, Rex.
About what, Elsa?
The way you look at me, it makes me want to, lay an egg.
Hovering nearby, Vorb's alarm rings.
Captain New Eyes, it's time to go!
Okay, everybody, on board. I've got a surprise for you.
Good night, folks. Good night, Louie.
Good night, Stubbs.
Hey, Stubbs, where do you think you're going? Get back here!
Oh, I forgot to tell you. I quit! I quit! I resign! Oh! Get this completely in your ear? I am profoundly out of here! And this ain't about money. I ain't even complaining about my dry cleaning bill. But hang around with elephants all day and try to keep your clothes clean. But that's not the point. The point is, I quit. Quitski. Over and outski. That's all she wrote. Keep my last check, buddy. Here's my shoe, my nose, my horn, my buzzer, my fake arm, my bug-eye glasses, my backstage passes, my hat, my rabbit, his backstage passes, my fake fangs, a few birds, my pogo stick, my donkey ears, my extending tongue gag, my rubber chicken. You can't even get these anymore. My lucky whale tooth, and a giant clam that opens to reveal the American flag held by a mermaid and a normal brother, Richard. So long! And by the way, in case you're wondering why I'm talking and they're laughing, let me explain it to you. That's comedy!
Stubbs leers at Screw Eyes and bounces off in his tiny motor car.
Will you change your ways and come with me?
Never!
Then we must go.
A rising platform transports everyone into New Eyes' spaceship, and it flies off into the starry universe. Screw Eyes stands alone.
Brother, wait. When I am alone, when I have no one to scare, I get very frightened myself. The crows could...
In a spotlight, Screw Eyes holds his arms out wide and is besieged by crows. The crows fly off and a screw falls to the floor. A wisp of green vapor spirals out of it and a crow blows it out. The crow picks the screw up in its beak and flies off. New Eyes leads the dinosaurs up the stone steps of the Natural History Museum.
I'm coming. I'll be there in a moment. Welcome. You've taken so long I almost gave up. But the good captain explained. You've had so many adventures. Well, you must be tired after such doings. I'm sure you'll sleep well tonight. Have your dreams of this beautiful world, and tomorrow you'll begin to fulfill the wishes of many children. We'll make believe your statues. The adults will wait outside as you reveal the miracle of yourselves to the young. It will be very good. It will be very good indeed.
Children flock to the museum.
Oh, thank you. I'll take them from here, please. Come on, children, this way.
Wow.
All right, gang, go for it.
My name is Woog. What's yours?
Theo. Wowee. Hi. Look. Oh. Hello. I'm Elsa.
Hi there. My name is Weave.
And I'm Rex.
A boy tugs at Rex's tail and he lifts him up.
Hi, I'm Max.
Hi, Max. So this'll be our little secret, okay?
Okay.
My name's Nick. I'm Frank.
Delightful. Really, just a recipe for delightful.
And that's the way it is.
New Eyes smiles. On the golf course, Rex talks to the baby bluebird.
And that's what happened, Buster. The dinosaurs are still at the museum.
What about the kids?
Oh, Louie and Cecilia are quite the little couple now.
A photo of them rowing on a lake.
And they made up with their parents.
Louie hugs his mom and dad and beams over a new bicycle. His family go on a trip to the Statue of Liberty. Cecilia hugs her mom and dad, they rearrange their apartment, and go to family night together. Buster looks at his chirping mother and hops onto Rex's golf club.
Good night, little tough guy. Remember my story.
Mama's little birdie, mama's little birdie, mama's little birdie.
Buster pokes his tongue out at his brothers. Rex dances off into the sunset.
The planet glowed like an embryo. The lava flowed from a live volcano. The earth was smoking. Wounds were open. Not a word was spoken. As the first one came out of the ocean and rocked.
The end.
Woo! Go back to rock. back the rock to the dawn of time, when the earth was smoking and the lava flowed. Throw back the rock to the dawn of time. You can blow your cool just like a volcano. Snap your fingers and stomp your feet, soaking up a little of that jungle beat. Throw back the rock to the dawn of time and sing this song with me. I'll roll back the rock. Turn back the clock. And sing this song with me.
Audio description created by Iuno SDI Group. Written by Andrea Breton. Narrated by Christopher Ragland.
Roll back the rock to the dawn of time, when the sky was burning like a ball of fire. Roll back the rock to the dawn of time, when the sea was churning and the flames going high. Roll back the rock.
Roll back the rock.
Turn back the clock.
Turn back the clock.
Roll back the rock to the dawn of time and sing this song with me. From a live volcano, the earth was smoking, her wounds were open, and not a word was spoken as the first ones came out of the ocean and rocked. Oh, they rocked.
Song with me.
Roll back the rock.
Roll back the rock.
Turn back the clock.
Turn back the clock.
Roll back the rock to the dawn of time and sing this song with me. Oh, my soul, we're back.
Voices in order of appearance: Rex, John Goodman; Buster, Blaze Birdall; Mother Bird, Rhea Perlman; Vorb, Jay Leno; Woog, Renee Levant; Elsa, Felicity Kendall; Dweeb, Charles Fleischer; Captain New Eyes, Walter Cronkite; Louie, Joey Shea; Dr. Bleeb, Julia Child; Professor Screw Eyes, Kenneth Mars; Cecilia, Yeardley Smith; Stubbs the Clown, Martin Short. Credits continue to scroll. Thank you. A mouse dressed in red and blue pushes capital letters, then leans on them with his arms folded. His cap slips over his face, and he shakes it back onto his head. Emblemation.